today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, salam and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. So welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about role model in Islam. Today's Sunday is the 2nd of Jamadi al-Awwal 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Azar 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of November 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we listen to chapter Al-Ahzab, verse 21 from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Laqad kana lakum fi rasulillahi uswatun hasanatun liman kana yarjullahi. لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا.
There has certainly been for you in the Messenger of Allah an excellent pattern for anyone whose hope is in Allah and the last day, and who remembers Allah often.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is interesting that the Quran in the verse considers the excellent pattern specific to those who have these three specialties: being hopeful in Allah, hopeful in the day of the hereafter, and remembering Allah very much. In fact, faith in origin and resurrection is the motive of this motion, and the remembrance of Allah is the cause of its continuation. For no doubt, the one whose heart is not filled with such a faith is not able to act like the manner of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, and also in the continuation of paving this way, if he does not ceaselessly remember Allah and does not send away Satan's from himself, he will not be able to continue the proper imitation.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Qawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب.
As I told you, we're going to look at role model in Islam more in this episode of today's special. It is easy to be influenced by the people around us and whom we look up to. It is easy to take on their mannerism and qualities without being aware of it. If these are good qualities, then it is a good thing. But what if the people you consider as your role models have pushed you away from the remembrance of Allah? This could be a disaster. Fortunately, Islamic history is peppered with amazing role models, men, women, and children from whom we learn how to be great mothers, fathers, teachers, friends, students, and etc. positive displays of good morals and manners, determination, willpower, and high ethical standards help others emulate these positive attributes. According to Islam, the best human beings are the Prophet Muhammad, Lady Fatima, and the infallible Imams. Peace be upon all.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the role model. Whom should we choose as a role model and how can we be a good role model for others? One of the privileges of religions is that they define a high goal, as we referred to earlier, for man. If they also outline the way to reach it, and they also specify a pattern, an example for it, considering its practical course and example, and by following that model, people can better reach their destination. Because according to psychologists and psychics, with a perfect model, like the perfect human being, Insan al-Kamil, it is better to guide people to the right path, to the truth, to the destination and goal. The Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced his prophets, namely the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a good example for Muslims, and says that surely there was an example of goodness for you in the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It should be known that the situation and positions appeared after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that had never appeared in the era of prophets, so that we can place the Prophet as a model in those positions, including an accident. During the era of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, there was a ruler in the name of Islam, but against Islam in the name of Yazid, became the ruler of Islamic nations and Islamic countries. At that time, the only person who gave the best model to human society until the Day of Judgment was offered by Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. So it was this noble Imam who was offering such a model to the world. And undoubtedly, he was the best ever role model that we can find for that era, for that time that that Imam was living. So what happened? We see that the model was changed by a usurper, by a person who did not deserve it.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
In this part, we look at being a positive role model for your child. What do we have here? Healthy living. Our bodies our trust from Allah that we need to look after. When we eat sensibly and exercise regularly, not only does this improve our own well-being, but it sets a good example for our children to follow. We should not be excessive in our eating. We eat to sustain ourselves. At the same time, it is important to eat a wide variety of foods to ensure we are getting a balanced diet and that the body is receiving all the nutrients it needs. As far as possible, have meal time together, as it brings blessings to Muslims. The Messenger of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his family, said, "Eat together and mention the name of Allah over your food. It will be blessed for you. Getting together helps family members maintain relationships and feel a sense of belonging. Meals prepared at home will tend to be more healthy, and the time spent together can bring about an air of warmth, comfort, and happiness. Family meal times are also an opportunity for children to learn from table talk and assimilate good mannerisms as well as good practice from their parents. As the previous episode of today's special, in this part, we have a tip. A tip for choosing a good role model in life. Today's tip, choosing role model, you know. Choosing role models, dear friend, did you know, might not seem possible for all, but you can give it a try. It's not always necessary to have role models who are very famous and popular. But be careful, your popular role model might be hiding his face in front of the camera. Hence, it is better if you choose a role model who you know like your parents or friends. This way, you can interact more closely with your role model and learn some important lessons. They can give guidance and advice and offer real-world examples of how to achieve your best.
We have been guided to the example of Ibrahim al-Khalil. Now the basis of their excellence, dear brothers and sisters, and what qualifies them as role models is their worship of Allah and disavowal of false deities. Thus Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala directed his messenger to the creed of Ibrahim. He said, ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Thus we reveal to you, follow the creed of Ibrahim, who was pure in creed, and never was he of the polytheists. My dear brothers and sisters, what is also praiseworthy is the imitation of children to their parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And those who attained faith and whose offspring followed them in faith, we have united them with their offspring and we have not deprived them of anything of their work. This verse indicates Allah's great bounty and generosity with His creation, in that the believers whose children follow them in belief, in faith, will have their children united with them in the same station in paradise. Even if their children had not performed the same deeds, the same degree of deeds which would earn that station. But that is in order to comfort and to reward the parents with the company of their children.
It's very interesting topic to know more about. So inshallah we continue. So till then, tomorrow, Allah keep all of you safe and sound. Have a nice time and fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, cause I'm a believer.